Good morning, everyone. Lynn, you know, there have been a number of challenges to federal authority during this Obama administration, it seems to me. Healthcare reform was all about state attorneys general claiming they're going to not comply and file lawsuits. This over-the-weekend story, though, could be the most significant state challenge to the authority of the federal government. Arizona wants to make it something of a state crime to be on the streets without your federal papers.
We cannot sacrifice our safety to the murderous greed of drug cartels. We cannot stand idly by as drop houses, kidnappings, and violence compromise our quality of life.
That's Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signing Bill 1070 into law, the toughest anti-illegal immigration law in the country right now. It's called the Safe Neighborhoods Bill. Don't you love that?
Well, the question, of course, is whether all of these crime incidents are as a result of illegal immigration.
Indeed, and that's what we're going to talk about. But that innocuous Safe Neighborhoods title could not conceal the open challenge to the White House. And President Obama responded as if to say, message received.
I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation. But if we continue to fail to act at a federal level, we will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country.
Misguided effort, is that what they think in Arizona this morning? Here with more is Randy Archibald, national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. He's been covering the news around this bill from Arizona for a week now. And we're also joined once again by Valeria Fernandez in Phoenix. She's a reporter with Feet in Two Worlds. That's a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Valeria has also been monitoring the situation in Arizona. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And what I want to do is use you to give me a visual and sort of a real sense of what it's like to be in Arizona as this has all transpired. Randy, I gather that the issue of crime raised there by the governor and over again as she signed the bill stems from, in many ways, one single incident that's proven symbolic and is dominating the coverage. Can you explain it briefly and how it has really transformed the debate?
Yes, John. A couple of weeks before the governor signed this bill and before the legislature finalized it, a rancher in southern Arizona was shot to death by somebody that the police believe may have been a smuggler, either on his way from Mexico or to Mexico. And it's important to understand the powerful image of the rancher in Arizona. These are people who live right on the border or very close to it and have long complained about the effects of illegal traffic and drug smuggling. They've been very vocal in the past, although many have also offered water, offered food. Many are very compassionate towards the people who cross but are fed up with the actual issue. So the death of that rancher really was a shockwave that helped propel this bill forward.
Well, Craig Tillman, who's an Arizona resident who supports this law and was there in support on Friday, talks about this this particular case. Listen.
What really started this thing, too, was a murder of the rancher down there in Douglas. Again, the illegal immigration problem has been festering for years. Festering. Okay, now it's time to do something about it.
Valeria Fernandez, you're also a reporter there in Arizona, and it seems to me that the signing of this bill has also become a symbol for very different groups in thinking about how to respond. What have you seen?
Well, I mean, this certainly has ignited a movement among the youth here in Arizona. We saw it immediately on Monday after the passage in the Senate, and it continued all week long. We had a number of walkouts, students that if they were spontaneously deciding to skip school and get together at the state capitol in protest. A lot of them, I spoke with a number of these kids. Some of them are the children of undocumented immigrants, and others are kids that simply want to be engaged. And it's very interesting to see how technology and text messaging, Facebook and Twitter, is playing a role in this sort of spontaneous movement that emerged because of the passage of the law.
Well, let's listen to the voice of Liliana Clark, who was a student, was involved in one of those civil disobedience acts against the law, protesting, and I gather you spoke with her. Listen to Liliana.
This law is just blatantly racial profiling. I come from a background. My mother is Native American. She's Dene and Tewa. My father's African American. Yet I see all the posts of the Capitol 9. They're calling us illegals. Oh, go back home. And it's like you're blatantly showing what this bill is all about. Because of our appearance, you're automatically assuming that we don't have papers. You're assuming that we're criminals.
Randy Archibald, national correspondent for The New York Times. Are we seeing a portrait of a state really seriously divided, or we're seeing coalitions coming together that could actually bring some consensus forward on this immigration bill?
Well, these are obviously the very early days after the law was signed, and it doesn't take effect until the summer unless it's challenged in court, and there's a lot of groups that are preparing to do that, but it takes effect 90 days after the legislature closes its business, which would be August. It's also important to remember that the immigration issue has long divided Arizonans. As I said before, they are a big border state. Most people who cross illegally into the United States cross through Arizona. Half the marijuana seized at the border is in Arizona. So this is a longstanding issue. But I do think that this has really driven the gulf even wider. I was in Mesa, Arizona, this weekend talking to both illegal immigrants and legal residents who support this law, and it was really sort of jarring to hear the polar opposites on this issue.
Wow. Well, Randy Archibald, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, thanks so much. And Valeria Fernandez, before we go, explain the excitement among people who are gathering together to politically protest this, because I would have thought this kind of legislation would really make people very, very wary about even going into the streets.
Well, it was a very interesting phenomenon yesterday. The protest was actually very cheerful, and a lot of people seem to be hopeful that this perhaps could be sort of a silver lining, that immigration reform might be on the works, and that was one of the points that was emphasized yesterday. And of course, you know, the idea that you have congressmen that came down to Arizona and are saying that they're going to take action at the federal level, that really, really got people going.
Well, you're going to get a lot of people from around the country coming to Arizona to be a part of the protest. The protests begin immediately, but as Randy Archibald said, the actual law doesn't take effect until the summer. Valeria Fernandez, a reporter with Feed in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Thanks to both of you for giving us a sense of what's going on in Arizona with this new immigration law.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.